This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Whipsaw action in the cotton market last week. Prices seem to be steadying for the week, climbing back to $89.34 on Monday before falling the full price limit on Tuesday. And then, well, we get the news about the coronavirus relief package, the American Rescue Plan Act, and the market rallied off of that. Now, cotton spent the prior 2 weeks trading in a tight correlation with outside markets, and the big decline last Tuesday, a significant break from that pattern as cotton futures fell sharply, while stocks traded higher and the U.S. dollar's recent rally seemed to backtrack. Again, passage of that rescue plan cheered the market, signals a major upward shift in spending that many analysts believe will push the U.S. to a 6 to 7% gain in gross domestic product for 2021. USDA was also out with their latest World Ag Supply Demand Estimates report. Balance sheet decreased the world crop 827,000 bales to just over 113 million, also increased global consumption quarter of a million to 117.46. I'm Tony St. James. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.